This year's event is going virtual, but as Hendrina Kaperi told me, it's still going to benefit and bring awareness to the Holland Hospital School Nurse Program.
The School Nurse Program really started 20 plus years ago at Longfellow. And since then, we've grown to be in 5 different districts and we have 26 schools. So while the School Nurse Walk Run is at Holland West, it really benefits all of the districts that we serve, which is Fenville, Holland Christian, Holland Public, West Ottawa, and Hamilton Community Schools. So it helps us to provide some of the training, the programming that we need for our nurses, and that we can bring back to the schools and their staff and students and families.
Colleen Purdock is the Fund Development Coordinator with Holland Hospital.
So the School Nurse 5K Run Walk started in 2013 as primarily a way to promote the program and show awareness to the community. Mm-hmm. A lot of people assume because they're in the schools that it's a school paid, but it's actually Holland Hospital's gift to the community in that regard. And we wanted to have a fundraiser that allowed children, our students, to be a part of it. Our first run in 2013 we raised about $12,000 and we had about 100 runners. The last probably 3 or 4 years, we've raised over $35,000 and we have about 280 runners almost every year. It's about our average for the last couple of years. So it's definitely grown over the years.
Really, the goal of this run, while it does make money for our program, it really was to get kids out and active with their families. Because we know that the only way that you get a healthy learner is by doing some of those things, whether it's running, walking, playing basketball, playing dodgeball, anything that gets you up and moving. If you're a healthy child, you're a better student.
Kaperi says so much is changing with the school nurse program because of COVID-19.
So in March, when all this happened, our school nurse staff quickly mobilized to help with the COVID hotline through Holland Hospital. And so they actually staffed that for months up until the middle of June. And now, back in school, so much has changed, but the role of what we do has not. What we do is we continue to assess students, we continue to refer students and families, so we continue to do all those things. The difference is, some of the things we used to do was travel between buildings during the school day. We decided not to do that to mitigate any potential cross-contamination between schools. And the other thing that looks a little bit different is that typically students would just come down to see the nurse. And now we've requested staff to really be a little cautious with that, contact the nurse first to see who they have in their room, just so that we keep well students away from sick students. So as far as that's how it looks a little different. The role hasn't changed. We probably have been more collaborative than ever because we've had to be between the health department and the school mm-hmm. providers. It's been a big learning curve for everyone. The schools had their learning curve. Healthcare for sure continues to be in that learning curve. So we're learning along with everyone else, and we've had to make those adjustments too.
Purdock says they're making adjustments to the 5K event as well.
For the virtual piece of it, you have until October 11th, from October 1 to October 11th, to complete your experience, whatever that might look like for you. Our biggest thing is to challenge yourself in any way, whatever that looks like for you as a family or as an individual. Do something a little out of your comfort zone. Maybe go see a new park, go up those steps that you have avoided at certain parks. There's lots of opportunities in our community to just enjoy the weather and enjoy the views. And so we just want them to do that. And then if they are able to tag us on Facebook, Holland Hospital School Nurse 5K, with either a photo or a video, or email in to give@hollandhospital.org, they will be entered to win some prizes. So, and if they are wearing a School Nurse 5K anything, we have eight years of shirts to then for them to pick from. They could have a tattoo that they get in our packets. We have face masks this year in our packets just for, 2020 sake. They get entered in for a second entry. And with that, we have over $55 gift cards that kids can win, and students and adults, anybody involved. But also we have two bikes that we have for grand prizes that we partnership with Velo City Bikes. We receive all of our money really for this event from our partners, and that is why they partner and sponsor this event, is because they know they're sponsoring families to be active together, and that's what they want to promote, is a healthy community. Our two elite partners are Blue Cross Blue Shield Blue Care Network of America and Hayworth, and they have been for multiple years in a row been our elite partners. And then we also have our champion partners who have all been kind of at the table for many years, Dan and Kate Bolt, Sam and Jean Martin, John and Judy Spoolhoff Foundation, Advanced Radiology Services, Magna, and Sam's Club. Yeah, I definitely see us doing a virtual component next year, but there is the beauty of being together, you know, so yeah. There's a little bit of both.
You can find more information about the 7th Annual School Nurse 5K Walk Run on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.